Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Born to love. Hey, everybody. I'm Ellie Kemper.
And I'm Scott Eckert.
This is our podcast, Born to Love, where we have guests on to talk about something, anything in the world that they love. Scott, how was your week?
My week was great. I mean, I think the best part of my week is going to be our guests, Amber and Lacey. They're coming on to talk about joyriding. But my week otherwise has been pretty solid. What about you, Ellie?
I had a good week where I shone a light on something that I love, unexpected, and that was free things in nice bathrooms.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
What?
Like, you're not talking soap and paper towels.
I'm talking about in a nice, maybe a restaurant bathroom or a nice department store bathroom. Sometimes they'll have like individual Q-tips, mints.
Fancy little freebies.
Fancy little freebies.
I like fancy freebies anywhere, not just in a bathroom, but they're especially delightful and unexpected in a bathroom. So guess what? I agree with you completely.
I love them at a gym, like at my old place where I did a bar class. They always had little elastics for your hair. And I didn't always need one. But you know that I always took one with me in case I needed another one.
Yeah.
And my specific experience this week, I went to meet a friend, kind of a fancy friend. Okay.
Ooh.
She was staying at a nice hotel. She's not fancy, but she was staying at a nice hotel for work. And so I met her there for breakfast.
Can I ask a quick question, Ellie?
Yeah. I'm an open book.
Is this a fancy friend that our listeners might know?
No.
Oh, okay. In my mind, it was you were going to meet Martha Stewart at a fancy hotel.
Martha Stewart was not in town this weekend. Had she been here, you know I would have been rushing down to meet her for our Wednesday breakfast. But it was not, in this case, Martha Stewart. This is a fancy, unknown friend who shall remain anonymous. You would never recognize her, even if I said her name, so I won't say her name. It now definitely sounds like I'm making up that I have any friends. I don't have any friends. I went by myself to a fancy hotel.
You go to hang out with the bathroom attendant. The bathroom attendant who hands you the towel. That's the fancy friend.
Well, she does stay at a fancy hotel for work. So yeah, technically I wasn't lying.
She's staying there for 8 hours.
For 8 hours. I didn't say overnight.
8.5 if you include the break.
She does get paid while she's there, but she is at a fancy hotel. So I went to meet no one at a fancy hotel. No, I did. I met a friend who was an employee of the hotel, and I went to use the bathroom, use the soap. And this is the other thing. I always get lotion in my wedding rings. Have I mentioned I'm married?
Only every episode. Get over it, Ellie.
Hands up, boys. She's taken. I removed my wedding rings so that the lotion wouldn't get my rings. And I smelled like the gardenias or whatever it was. I mean, it was a powerful lotion.
That stuck with you all day long.
All day, because I wash my hands a lot. I'm living in New York. I'm doing unspeakable things.
You don't want to know where these hands have been.
So I'm constantly washing. And throughout my constant washing of the day, the scent remained. So it put me in a great mood the rest of the day. It reminded me of my lovely breakfast with my fancy friend.
You consider her a friend, but every time you walk through that bathroom door, she's horrified. She knows she's going to need to clean the sink after what you wash off in there.
Oh, here comes the redhead again.
What was the smell?
I told you, gardenias.
Well, you said, or whatever. I don't know what a gardenia smells like.
Neither do I, Scott. That's the point. That's why I don't know what the scent was. If I knew, oh, it smelled exactly like lilac, then I could go out and buy lilac scented lotion. But I don't know what any of those flowers smells like. So as a result, well, I guess I'll just go back next Wednesday and use the same lotion.
You're the only lotion scents that I will abide. This is an oldie but a goodie. Vanilla.
I knew you were going to say vanilla.
My college girlfriend wore this vanilla perfume. And then after I had complimented her on it more than once, she got annoyed and was like, it's vanilla, Scott. It's the most base. Like, I revealed myself as a caveman.
She's the one who was wearing it. So she was the cave woman. And by the way, cave women didn't wear vanilla. So she was not a cave woman. I don't know what to take away from that story besides
that I like vanilla, baby.
But here's the thing. I also like vanilla, but you have to be so careful with vanilla because if it's like too much vanilla, then it can be dizzying.
I do not like perfume of almost any kind. If you give me a grapefruit lotion.
I also like grapefruit. But the thing is, you know how citrus like dries out your hands. So I'm always like skeptical when I'm putting it on my hands. A floral scent. Never going to dry you out. Only going to lift you up. I love free things in nice bathrooms. And I love the friends I make in there too. Scott, today, speaking of friends, we have two fantastic guests, Amber Ruffin and Lacey Lamar. I'm so excited to talk to these ladies. Amber Ruffin and Lacey Lamar are comedians, authors, and sisters. Amber hosts the Amber Ruffin Show on NBC, and together these ladies co-authored the New York Times bestselling book, You'll Never Believe What Happened to Lacey, Crazy Stories About Racism. They also co-host the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber Show, which is a podcast from iHeart and Big Money Players. So we will be talking to them very soon. Scott, do you have anything else to say?
Just that I'm excited. Stick around.
Hello, everyone. We are back. We are so happy to be talking to Amber and Lacey. Hello, ladies.
Yay. Hi.
Thank you for joining us today.
Hey. Woohoo. Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Thank you.
And sorry about Lacey.
It's okay. It's okay. No, really. It's okay.
Apologizing.
It's okay.
Just in advance. It's
terrible.
No, it's fine. Terrible. We understand and we're moving forward.
So, Amber Ruffin, Lacey Lamar, you were born to love joyriding, is that right?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, now we call joyriding street beating.
And we love it so much that sometimes when we're driving down the street, we see somebody walking down the street. We'll roll the window down and say, we're street meeting. And we just keep driving. So it's like we do a drive-by and they turn and they look and we're like, woohoo, we gotcha. We keep driving. You gotta hit a pedestrian with those words.
It's just like a very aggressive hi.
It's a super aggressive, we're street beating. You gotta say street beating or it doesn't count.
Right. And it must be shouted. As okay. You do it.
You have to shout it.
And it's because we grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, and there wasn't a lot to do.
Okay.
And there still isn't.
Okay, yep.
So you got to get in the car and toot around.
Mm-hmm.
What is the average pedestrian's response?
It's anger and surprise. We never get a thumbs up, a wave. We just get the little, oh, what? Like, we get the scared response.
Yeah. That also tracks.
They don't know what we're saying. Street beating is a phrase. They're two words. They don't go together.
Right. Right.
Nope.
Right.
They only mean something to now six people because we've told the two of you.
Yeah.
So when we yell it, it doesn't register as anything.
No, they don't know.
I'm sorry. Just to be clear, it seems like the beginning and end of street beating is shouting the phrase street beating.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm sorry, you're saying ing, it's street beating. And our platform is we want everyone to start doing this. Yeah. We expect everyone to do this.
You finally have a platform to increase awareness of and enthusiasm for.
Street beating.
And I also want to let everyone, I'm running for president. And
oh, wow.
The first thing I'm going to change, you need to be yelling street beating down the street.
So this originated in Omaha.
That's right.
Right.
That's where street beating was invented.
Was invented.
Don't listen to her.
Amber, you live in New York, right? Have you ever street beaten, I guess, in New York?
No.
I feel like it might be harder.
It's much harder.
No, yeah. We've never.
It's okay. Less fun. And right. You don't know where you're going.
Right. Yeah.
But in Omaha, even if you're lost, you still kind of know where that's you're it. Going.
You just make two lefts and you're back on where you were.
How often are you able to street beat now?
With Amber, only when she comes to visit.
But I'm coming to visit very soon and we're going to be street beating.
She is. She's coming to visit very soon and we will be street beating like in the old days.
Is it acceptable to go street beating with anyone else? Or is that considered cheating?
All the sisters do go street beating.
Yeah, we all like to go street beating.
And when we're all back,
right,
everybody gets in the car, you turn up the music, and you beat that street.
Did you start young?
No, we didn't.
We started when we were older.
Oh.
Just being super silly.
We would joyride when we were young, but street beating has just a lot of special elements. Like, okay. You're almost always getting something for mom and dad. And then you just add to that trip by tooting around. If you want ice cream, then you can have that because you're street beating and them's the rules.
You do have to get treats for everybody. We always come back with something. Always.
Is there music playing?
Oh, yeah. We got music playing. Music is playing at all times.
Yeah.
It has to be.
It's a big part of it.
It's the same old songs. It's Babyface, Elder Barge, a little bit of Anita Baker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're old. Okay, guys. We are like 90s, 80s.
Yes.
Is what we stick to.
It's funny you mentioned age because I was thinking to myself, what's the ideal age for a victim of this? I've never been street beaten, but I'm just imagining myself doing it. And I might feel guilty with like an older person. I don't want to shout and heckle an older person.
Whoa, I'm sorry. Point. We're not hurting them. Yeah. Anyone is fair game street beaten. Okay. We've never been like, that lady's too old. No, she's getting it too.
Yeah,
she's getting it.
Everybody's getting it.
Well, what about on the other end of the spectrum? I'm imagining like some 10-year-old punks with their bikes. And if I shout at them,
I love it.
I'm into it. They might love it too.
They would probably understand it.
They might understand it. But great grandma, she not understanding it.
She don't get it. It's joy.
It's joy.
It's joy.
It sounds like street beating is just a delightful way to pass the time in a town that doesn't have a lot of ways to do that. Did you guys come up with other fun time killers?
We do a lot of yard work.
Happily? Like you enjoyed it?
Sure.
Or was it a chore?
You could do what you wanted. You could roll up on dad and be like, Dad, I've given myself a project. And it's going to affect your backyard. He'd be like, okay, have fun.
Amber and I love doing it more now because we always have to get the yard together for the 4th of July. So we go and we buy lots of mulch and plants and we jazz it up every year.
Never known how to manipulate mulch.
That's another thing that will be on my platform is how to. I love mulch. I love it. I love to get a nice design in a yard.
Lacey? What is it?
It's just chopped up bark.
Sometimes your yard doesn't grow very well. And it's at those times that you use mulch. And it will cover up bare patches in your grass.
A place of shade where nothing's growing.
Okay.
Mulch it.
And that is another yelled thing. Mulch it.
We love our mulch.
Just driving by, see someone's yard that's got some problems. You give them a little advice.
Mulch it.
Mulch it.
Mulch it.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You mentioned the 4th of July. Is there a party?
Yeah. Since COVID, we haven't really been doing it. But I mean, Amber, it was elaborate, right?
Yeah. It was a lot of trouble for like the same 25 people since time began. It's only our little friends from freaking high school. There are no new people there.
Every once in a while, someone sneaks in, though. We've had some sneakers.
Like a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and they're immediately made to feel unwelcome.
That's right. Another thing we do every 4th of July is we play volleyball, boys versus girls.
Mm-hmm. Boys against
the
girls.
And the girls win every year because we cheat.
We have to, yeah.
And then when a new guy comes, they are so confused and angry.
That's the best.
And it's like, that's not what this is. This is what this is. We are bad. And we yell.
Yeah.
Right.
And we call the boys terrible names.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the boys lose.
And sometimes their point doesn't count. And sometimes our point's worth 5.
Yeah. And sometimes their point counts for us.
We make the rules as we go along.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah. Would you say it's fair to characterize confused and angry as being a pretty common reaction that you guys get?
Yeah.
And we're fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Spider-Man.
We had one guy storm off. Amber, do you remember that? We had a stormer.
Who stormed off?
I can't say his name. He's going to be listening. He was like, this is ridiculous. This is not how you play volleyball. Dude, what are you doing? And we're like, listen, guy, cry. We don't care. This is what we do.
Go cry to your mom.
I love the family member who is that competitive.
Yeah.
I just am not. I consider myself overall in life competitive and wishing the worst for people, that, and so on. But in a game at a family gathering, I can't match that level.
I am. I'm out for blood.
Okay.
And that's why we do this. I need to cheat. If I'm not going to win, I'll flip a table, whether it's checkers. I'll knock all this mess down. I have to win. I'm a really bad game player. When someone says, we're going to play a game, I'm like, if I don't win this, it's going to get ugly.
What? Who get?
I think everyone in my family enjoys a game.
Right.
I don't enjoy it unless I know that I can win. I cheat at any chance I can get. I'm a cheater.
It's terrible.
I will put draw fours up my sleeve.
Yes, you will.
Only because I had 2 older sisters who never let me win. They turned me into this monster.
Instead of inspiring you to work harder, strategize better.
No, I need to win. Are you crazy? I don't have time to learn all the answers of Trivial Pursuit. I don't have time for that.
No.
But Amber and I, when we are playing games, we try to get into the mind of the other team.
Right.
And so we have songs. We have a song called How Does It Feel to Lose?
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel like you? And we sing it over and over and over again just to break them down.
Yeah.
It's not a real game until you see a tear in someone's eye.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, I broke their spirit.
Scott, do you have that in your family, that competitive drive?
No, I can say my family doesn't have an original song called How Does It Feel to Lose?
Yeah.
I have an 8-year-old son, though, and I can guarantee you that it would fast become his favorite song. He loves playing games, and he especially loves watching people lose.
He's invited. He's invited to the next 4th of July.
Street beating is a game he'd like also. I think he'd love to just drive around, scream at people.
How long would a street, again, I'm very big on averages in this conversation, but like as an average, I guess a street beaten outing can last as long as you want, I guess.
Oh, it could last forever depending on what we have been sent to get.
Probably mulch.
Oh, if it's mulch, it's a long time.
It's a
few trips sometimes because we always go bigger and better every year. So we're like, no, we need so 20 more mulch. Bags. Mm-hmm. We need 20
guys,
more bags of mulch.
Don't start using mulch. Once you start, it is a
get
slippery
addicted.
Slope.
Yeah.
You get addicted to mulch. It looks so good.
What are you talking about? Tell everyone to use mulch. It's great.
Yeah,
well, the thing is that you need a lot of it, I would imagine, because nobody likes a little bit of mulch. A little bit of mulch looks like stain on your yard, but a lot of mulch.
Mulch it up.
There you go. It's called landscaping.
But back to the street beating.
Yes.
Oh, Amber and I have the best street beating story ever. We were street beaten to the Cheesecake Factory. Side note, Amber loves the Cheesecake Factory.
It's the only place I want to eat.
But whatever. I was driving and we see it. This car is coming out of nowhere and it's just cutting across traffic in front of us. And Amber goes, we're going to hit the car. And it was literally that fast. And I said, yep, we're going to hit it. And that car smashed into us.
Oh, no.
I'm in a Mini Cooper. My daughter's in the back seat. And we spin around, the other car spins around, we stop and I'm like, is everybody okay?
All their airbags go off.
And it's like, we jump out of the car, we're fine. Amber, take it from here.
I walked up to the car. I mean, they were clearly driving erratically. They're just sitting there, mouths open, staring at us while their car is filling with the smoke. I'm like, they're stunned. I got to get them out of this car. And I go to grab their door to open it up. The car zooms off. It takes off. I have to jump out of the way.
They almost ripped Amber's arm off.
This is a hit and run. So we see that when the car has taken off, one of the windows was open and there was a box of Jordans and there was just one shoe in it and a receipt. So we're like, huh, how odd.
Ooh.
We call the police. We lay down in the grass. We laugh a little bit. The car's completely totaled. My front fake tooth is all busted up.
Yeah.
That made me so mad.
Oh, I bet.
So then we're laying there kind of laughing. A guy comes out of nowhere. A guy walks up to us.
Swear to God.
Then he goes, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry about that. I'm so sorry that happened to you. And we said, what? What happened? The guy goes, someone stole the Jordans out of my car and I got mad. I take off after them and I chase them and they hit you because they were running from me. And he goes,
oh my gosh.
He goes, I didn't stop and talk to the police because I had a gun in the car. So I had to go drop off the gun and then come back and see if you guys were okay.
Hey, I don't blame him for that.
No.
I don't blame him.
No, he was covering his tracks.
No. I mean, I'd do the same thing.
This is domino effect, insane story, chain of events.
While all this stuff is going on, people are coming up to us. Bob, the mailman. Bob. Yeah. Now, hi, my name is Bob. I'm the mailman. I saw everything that happened. That's a description of how they hit. Yeah, Bob, we saw it, but thank you.
Wait a minute. Did I mishear you? Did you say there was one shoe in the box?
Yes, like Cinderella. And because it had a receipt in there, we thought, we got him.
We got him. We're like, oh, they left the receipt. Those idiots.
No. And then the guy was like, they're my shoes.
Those are my shoes, ma'am. We're like, oh, okay.
Now, let's not make light of anything. Did you have to go to the hospital?
We went because of insurance, but I was fine. My daughter jumps out of the car and does like a pirouette. She was fine. That's exciting. Like everybody was fine except Amber's tooth. R.I.P.
I don't want to be a nitpick, but if this is a street beaten story, at what point did you shout at a random passerby
We didn't have time to yell, we're street beaten. It happened that fast.
It was so close to mom and dad's house.
It was like right around the corner from my parents' house. We were just leaving to do our little errand and to hit Cheesecake Factory. So no, didn't get yelled.
And you came back home and you said the car is destroyed. It's been completely totaled. And they crossed their arms like, you were street beaten, weren't you?
You deserve this.
And you said that what word do you use if you crash into somebody?
The car crashers.
Crashers.
The crashers were never apprehended. Is that what you said?
No, they were not.
That's awful. They're listening to this and they know who they are.
They know who they are.
So.
Well, I've been completely and totally persuaded. This is a trend that's going to start sweeping the nation. I'm going to start street beating later today.
Please send Ellie and Scott your street beating videos.
Well, thank you so much. This was absolutely outstanding. I loved it. Do you guys have a couple minutes to stick around for a short game that we like to play with our guests? It's called Love It or Loathe It.
Sure.
Yes.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Stadtsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Amber Ruffin and Lacey Lamar, we are here to play a little game, Love It or Loathe It. And guys, what's going to happen is we're going to lob a few items at you, and all you have to do is say whether you love the thing or loathe the thing. Now, I know you're two different individuals, so you might have different loves or loathes. So I don't know. We're going to see how that plays out.
The key thing is there's no in between.
Oh.
You got to commit.
Oh, we love this.
Yeah.
Wholeheartedly. We love it.
There's no eh. Okay.
Nope.
Mm-mm. All right. Love it or loathe it.
Loathe it.
Yeah.
We hate it. Street meeting. Okay, sorry. We're so bad.
You may have called it. Ooh, love it or loathe it. Paper maps.
Loathe it.
Yeah.
I can't use it. It's not helping me at all.
No.
When you're street beaten, it's all GPS.
When you're street beaten, it's from the heart. You got to go where your heart leads.
Who needs a map? The destination is fun when we're street beaten.
There's no map to that, Scott.
No.
There's no map to fun.
No map to fun.
A dream is a wish your heart makes.
Yeah.
All right. I've got another one. Love it or loathe it. Stick shift.
Loathe it.
Loathe it.
No one has time for that.
There's no reason for it. Stop showing off. Again, on my platform, I'm going to
make stick shifts illegal in the United States.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's too difficult.
So controversial.
No, I don't think anyone would fight you on that.
No one's fighting me on that. No one wants to learn.
No.
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 Not doing it.
I mean, race car drivers probably would.
Come for me, race car drivers. Come
Stop
for
coming
me.
For Lacey. No one come for her.
Come for me, but contact Ellie and Scott.
Yep.
And they'll call me.
And then we'll give her, we'll text.
But you let them have it.
Yeah. Come for us. Okay. Love it or loathe it. Oh. Now, this one's out of left field. Astrology.
Loathe it.
Love it.
Ooh, Lacey. Here we go. Okay. This whole game designed for exactly this.
I love it.
I know. What happened?
I love it.
Lacey, how could you do this?
Because I love it when someone says, oh, you're a Pisces. It's always different. It's always like, you're powerful. You're strong. And then someone will be like, you're weak. I'm like, I just want to hear what they think a Pisces is supposed to be. I love it. And then when you meet someone, because, you know, I date, they'll tell me their sign and then I immediately will go to see if we're going to be in love forever.
Yeah.
Lacey.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
You're wrong. It's silly.
Amber, what's your sign?
Capricorn.
Oh, wait. Let me see. You stink. Okay. It just
astrology
said you
knows.
Stink. It's not me. I looked it up. That was harsh.
Love it or loathe it. Cheesecake Factory.
Love it.
I love it.
Cheesecake Factory is the best place on earth a human being can eat. It's my favorite place. If I could only eat at one place forever, I would choose Cheesecake Factory. And it's not if I could only eat at one place forever. If that were a possibility, I would choose Cheesecake Factory. If it were up to me, I would only ever eat Cheesecake Factory. It's the best place on earth.
I don't love it that much.
Everything. I love the food. I love the bread. I love the drinks. Any mood you're in for any type of food, they have it.
Yeah.
Do you want Chinese? They have it.
Yeah. Yep.
Do you want a chicken pot pie? They have it.
I know.
Do you want real cake, cheesecake, ice cream? They have everything. There's no reason to ever go anywhere else.
No.
Cheesecake Factory. It's my heart and soul.
You've found a home here.
Yeah.
We completely agree with everything you said.
Completely agree. I almost got into a fight at a dinner party because we came up with this hypothetical that if the world's largest cheesecake factory was opening in your neighborhood, it had like 700 seats and there were articles in the newspaper about it, would you be excited or would you be horrified? And I was one of the only people who said they would be excited. And I realized it was not a dinner party for me.
Yeah.
Lacey, you are no longer my sister. Scott, you are my one true sister.
What?
And I will love you forever.
What?
Oh. That is the best thing I ever heard. I would have fought every last one of those people. How dare you? You hate flavor?
Yeah. Mm. It's psychotic. It's crazy. I can't understand.
You could
one
always
piece of it.
Get a seat.
Because it's huge.
It's huge. It's all of Omaha. 700 can't be here.
No.
It's perfect.
It's like
and
a dream.
If you ask me, frankly, it's not enough for seats.
No. Okay. Love it or loathe it, movie reboots.
I guess I have to say.
Uh oh.
Loathe it. Loathe it.
Came through in
love
the end.
It.
But you were on the fence.
Because I'm trying to think of all the movie reboots that I love, and there's just not much.
No,
they
there
never
wasn't
get
any.
It right, they mess it up.
No.
That's true.
They mess it up. They
just
mess
leave
it, up
it
bad.
Leave it.
And then
let
you're waiting
be.
For that certain scene and they've either taken it out or it's just like, no, that was not supposed to be done that way.
Now, to be fair, there are reboots I've seen not knowing they are reboots.
I like movie reboots because one day I'm going to end up writing one.
I knew on that's what she was going to. I knew
it. I know
it.
For a fact
this
will come back to get me.
Yeah.
I just like to say I love movie reboots.
Yeah, she loves them.
But I do like writing them. Like I've had to write versions of things.
Okay.
She did.
Never
You're
movies.
Right.
Love it or loathe it, trick birthday candles.
Loathe
Hate it.
Loathe it loathe with it. All of my heart.
Really? Because I got to tell you, you two ladies seem a little bit, you like seem
Listen,
like tricksters.
I'm going to tell you why.
You like to surprise and upset people.
I am going to tell you why.
Tell us why.
First of all, COVID was one of the best,
yes,
I shouldn't say this, but it made people realize what I knew all along. I am a big germaphobe. You are spitting, sir. You're spitting on a cake? And now you're spitting 10 times because the candle won't go out? Who's going to eat that cake?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to eat the cake, sir. And then children? Children are the worst candle blower. They spit while they're breathing.
It's disgusting.
And then you've got a child trying to blow out the candle. She's spitting all over the cake.
No, thank you. I don't care for candles, period.
Yeah.
Do the tricky ones, do they make candles better or worse?
Worse.
A million percent worse.
They're the thing she hates over and over again.
You're blowing out the candle and you're spraying the whole cake with your germ droplets.
Gross.
It's gross.
So don't get me wrong. I hate them also. I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
Okay.
The devil doesn't need an advocate.
No.
We
just did trick birthday candles. Now love it or loathe it birthday cards.
Oh, I love it.
Amber making a decision.
Yeah. I know what Amber's going to say. Say it, Amber.
Loathe it.
Amber doesn't like things. She does not want you to get her a gift or anything, which is great because I don't spend any money on this fool. But I love anything. I love a good card. I love
it. I don't like stuff. I don't like things. I don't like receiving a gift because then I owe you. What she's given me is homework.
She's the Grinch. She's the Grinch.
And I'm never going to remember anything.
My wife changed my opinion of birthday cards because whenever she gets a birthday card, you'll watch her open it, she reads it, and then she places it directly into the trash. The time elapsed between opening it and it being in the trash is under 30 seconds.
Scott.
And that made me realize she's obviously not going to save it. So it made me realize, why are we doing this to ourselves? Why are we spending $4 to send something that is going to immediately go in the trash?
Scott,
I love them.
I literally sent your wife a Mother's Day card. I did a month ago.
You did. Yes, you did. Yeah,
she may have thrown it away. And now I know where it is.
Totally sincere. Vanessa's like, this is so sweet.
Immediately in the trash.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Last one. To complete the triumvirate, birthday cake itself. Love it or loathe it.
Love it.
I eat that whole thing.
Yes.
And it doesn't have to be my birthday.
No, and it has to be a grocery store birthday cake.
And now they're selling those things by the slice. I just bought a slice the other day and I took two bites out of that slice and I threw it away. It's all I needed.
That's it.
It's too much.
It will satisfy
you. But I love birthday cake. And I haven't had birthday cake in a long time. It's great.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm glad we ended on a love.
Yay.
Unanimity.
Yep.
Would you guys like to plug anything?
Come on, Amber.
Hey, everybody. You should listen to the Amber and Lacey and Amber podcast on Will Ferrell's Big Money Players and iHeart Radio.
Yes, you should.
This is Amber's first time talking. She learned how to talk.
Oh, you should also buy our book. It's called The World Record Book of Racist Stories. It's the second, because the first one was You'll Never Believe What Happened to Lacey, Crazy Stories About Racism, which was a New York Times bestseller.
Yes,
shoot,
it was.
Buy that one too. And also, I just co-wrote a musical called Some Like It Hot. It's on Broadway. So go to New York, go look at it and laugh.
And it's up for 13 Tonys. Amber, she's not selling it.
Amber, congratulations. I can't wait to see
it. It's so cute.
Well, you guys, we can't thank you enough for being on our show. We're huge fans of yours. So thank you for spending time with us and imparting some real wisdom of the joys of
Street being.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Yay.
Thanks for listening to Born to Love. We'll be back next week with brand new things that we love.
We want to hear from you. Leave us a review in Apple Podcasts and tell us what you love. We might even ask one of our guests in an upcoming Love It or Loathe It.
Born to Love is hosted and created by Ellie Kemper and Scott Eckert.
Our executive producer is Aaron Kaufman. Our producers are Sheena Ozaki and Zoe Dankla.
Born to Love is part of Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Network in collaboration with iHeart Podcasts. Special thanks to Han Sani,
Rachel Kaplan and Adriana Cassiano,
Michael Fales,
Alex Coral,
and Bahid Frazier.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.